Now, on the line, I have Mike Kelly, and he is the Managing Director of Salad Box Ireland. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Very good, Michael.
That's great. It's a little damp out there today, but I suppose we need it.
We do, definitely. The ground is a bit dry around the country, isn't it?
That's putting it mildly. Mike, first of all, congratulations. You opened your first salad box down in Douglas in Cork. Was that on Tuesday?
On Wednesday last week.
On Wednesday.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Which of the shopping centres is that? Is that the Dunn's one or the Tesco one?
It's the Tesco one. So it's Douglas Village Shopping Centre, which is, they're anchored, I think, by Tesco's. Marks and Spencer's and TK Maxx are all in there.
Yeah.
And so we saw it as a great opportunity to get Salad Box launched in the country.
Yeah, the other one I think is Douglas Court, and that one is Village. Yeah, the reason I know that, I was involved, I used to work for Tesco, and I was involved in the development of that store.
Yeah,
It's a great store. The only problem there they had was shortly after they opened, it flooded. There was sorry about putting it out.
Hopefully, it's flooded with people now.
it is. No, it's a brilliant. It's a brilliant, brilliant shopping centre, and I think particularly for the what we're going to be talking about, the kind of the new wave, as you might say, of healthy fast food. Is that what you would call it? Healthy fast food.
It is, yeah. We kind of look at it as a quick service food option, and so we want to make sure that what we serve is the healthiest type of its nature. So whether it's from a drink to a snack, we want to make sure that what we put over the counter is encompassed in our values of being passionate about the food and healthy in what we provide.
Maybe you just put this in context. I know that this started in Romania. Maybe you give us a little bit of the history of Salad Box.
Yeah, so it was started by two guys in Romania, Dan Isa and Radu Lupus, and they initially set up their first salad box in a shopping mall called Iulius Mall in a city which is the second city in Romania, Cluj-Napoca. So they set up opposite McDonald's in 2012, and they quickly discovered that their salads were competing very well against the other food offerings in the area. And on the back of that, then they managed to put together some financial backing and grew the business. Dan Isa was named as one of Forbes' 30 business people under the age of 30 to follow in 2014. And they've gone on from strength to strength in Romania. They've 48 locations now. They developed a very strong ethos on the food that they want to give to people. And then the franchise model, which gives people in the business a great opportunity to create a business of their own and also have all of the support and backing from being a franchisee. So we're now with the influx of people like myself and other people who've been grabbed by the opportunity with Salad Box, we're into our 12th country. We have the kind of highlights in terms of locations being London, New York, Miami, Amsterdam, Barcelona, all these kind of key places. So it was very exciting to open in Cork, and on the back of that, we're extremely excited to see our first opening in Dublin next month.
And are you able to tell us where that's going to be?
I am. It's hopefully a place that everyone is quite familiar with. It's in the Point Square, just opposite the Three Arena. So, very excited to get up and running in what we see as a very key location in the country, some a place that everyone can really identify with.
And you're going to have you have another one on the go for Dublin that maybe not coming as well. Is that right?
We do indeed. It's most likely going to be at the end of August, the start of September, just off Mount Street in Dublin too. We're getting opened with these three locations initially, and then we hopefully on the back of that, when we make sure that the market is viable, then we'll be very, very keen to push on and look at other good locations where people want to eat our food, basically.
The I'm just putting on my old retail head, and they sound like, you know, ideal locations for this type of product. I see this, that you correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds to me as if this type of product, you need to get it launched in those sort of areas that people are going to they need to be successful for you to bring it out to a wider audience.
Yeah, we certainly need to see a lunchtime audience as being the key demographic. So we, you know, the type of food that we put over, we see there's a cost involved in terms of the quality of produce we're using. So our hope would be that people can leave with a healthy lunch between a salad and a drink in the €10 region. And we see the locations as being built around a kind of working audience where people are in a work environment and have that 45 minutes to have their lunch. They want their food to be served to them in a quick way. They want it to be healthy, tasty, and they want to be able to sit down in a nice environment. And hopefully that's what we're providing.
Maybe you tell us, what is the menu in respect of, you know, yes, salad, but is there, you know, what else is going to be thrown in there? Like, it's going to be chicken salad and a Caesar salad,
So our meats are cooked fresh to order. So we do beef, chicken, we have pork, we have fish options, we have halloumi. You know, so we really want to make sure that we have something that everybody can enjoy. Apart from the salads on the menu, we have two fresh soups made at the locations every day. We have juices, so things like the green energy juice, cacao and banana juices, all made fresh on site to order, so not made in bulk, they're made to order for the customer. We have lemonades made every morning. Then we have a vegan snack offering that we've produced in conjunction with a company called NutriLife, who are a specific vegan-only food producer. So we have a very high standard of snacks in that, which are Beetroot Delight, Cocoa Brownie, and a couple of other flavours in it as well, vanilla and cocoa. And they all complement our coffee and tea offering, which we've partnered up with Java Republic on, which is an all-organic offering for coffee and tea. So we feel like we have the pieces of the puzzle with our menu where people can enjoy, whether it be a breakfast, a brunch, a lunch, or an afternoon snack. And that's, we want to make sure that people enjoy our food.
Yeah, when you started mentioning vegan, you lost me, because I my first trade was a butcher.
Okay.
I wouldn't be on the vegan side of things. Although yeah. I have to admit, it seems that the vegan way of life seems to be getting a lot of appeal out there amongst younger people.
Yeah, I think, you know, whether people conform to the vegan nature of things, I think a lot more people are trying to eat plant-based diets. And what I would always like to see in our restaurants is that we offer that high quality of beef in a salad, should you wish to have that, but we also make sure that our vegetables and the salads that go out with the non-meat products are just as high a standard. I think in a lot of places what's been overlooked over the last couple of years and decade has been a vegetarian option has been kind of the last thing on the menu as a stopgap to satisfy people. What we want to do is make sure that our core product is of a very high standard where people can come in and enjoy it, whether they want plant-based, whether they want a meat product. We want to make sure that what we put over is an equal standard of each.
You know, it breaks my heart, but one of my sons has gone down the vegetarian route, and I'm only getting to grips with it, as you might say, of having to do different meals and, you know, having to make sure I don't cross-contaminate any foods which, you know, that's totally vegetarian, that I don't mix around, because I'm a great one for using goose grease or, you know, chicken stocks and things like that. And yeah. I have to be to make sure that I don't put anything like that anywhere near them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. It's one of those things. I think that the people are so educated now in food hygiene and cross-contamination in the country that there's an expectation there that when you order something that is going to be vegan, vegetarian, or a different product, that is provided to you and made for you in the correct way. And it's something that we've always been very strong on.
And I have to say, I really love the idea that you're making your soups fresh each day. I think there's nothing like fresh soup. You can really tell the difference between something that's been made in, you know, kind of bulk manufacture or something that's been made there fresh on the day.
Yeah, no, it's one of the strong things about the brand that we, if you come into our fridge even, you'll see our orange juice, our lemonades, they've all probably been, they'll be timed and dated as to when they were put on the shelf. And if you come into a restaurant at 12 o'clock, it most likely will have been put on that shelf and made within 2 hours of you consuming it. So it's very much part of our business model to create fresh produce in our locations as much as possible.
Now, you have competition out there now, well, you know, for the last, I don't know, how you have the likes of Chopped are out there for, what, 3-4 years, and then you have Freshy have opened up in a couple of locations in the last 12 months or so.
Yep, they have indeed, and two excellent brands as well, I'd have to say. I think the challenge for the food industry and anybody in it in this space in the country is to create a way that people move away from fast food and unhealthier food options. And I think that's where the growth space in the market will be.
Well, I have to say, I very much agree with you on that. And I would encourage our listeners to go and try the fresh options that are there, rather than the deep fried options that are mainly available.
Yeah.
So listen, Mike, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to go wish you all the best. I hope it goes really, really well for you, because I think it is the way of the future, and it's good for people's health.
Perfect, Michael. Thank you very much.
All the best. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.